Jump through very quickly some just like short ideas that I've collected running through the Pardes Yosef, things that drew my attention. First thing I want to mention over here is I found very interesting, I always wondered about this, but going to mikveh Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is a very chumrah. He says you go to the Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's an inyan to go to mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah. Many people do this. Why? It's l'choid yamtiv, to be in a state of tahara for yamtiv. The Mishnah Berurah says you should not go before chatzos. And b'shas hatchach, you can go an hour before chatzos. Now, I don't know what's the difference. Why dafka an hour? You should not go to mikvah erev Rosh Hashanah if you want to get the full bang, the full credit for going to mikvah erev Rosh Hashanah. You have to go after chatzos. Or after Chatzos, or if you really want to go early, so don't go. You go not more than an hour before Chatzos. So Chatzos is approximately 1 o'clock. I don't know exactly what time it is. So that means that going Erev Rosh Hashanah, you should not go to mikvah before 12 o'clock. In some mikvahs, they're still cleaning the mikvah until then. The mikvah is even closed. In some places, very strange. They have certain like small places. They still clean. They don't even let you in until 12 o'clock. So. It's very not practical because the mikvos are a madhouse. They're a madhouse, and many people want to go early in the morning. They want to go 6 o'clock in the morning before davening. So people do it all the time. Rabbanim do it. Chosha people do it all the time. So the question is, are you allowed? But the Mishnah Berurah explicitly says that you should only go. Right, you it says of this Mishnah Berurah sim tov kuf pei aleph v'zel l'shaynai v'lo yakdim litval ad shahok. Koidem Chatzos Hayoy.
It tells Erev Rosh Hashanah
is 12:48 is Chatzos.
Yeah.
So 11:48 is at least is an hour before. So I found over here this year for the first time, which made me very happy because I don't keep this because I can't handle the crowds. Okay, the crowds are just way too much for me. So you go early in the morning when it's less crowded. It will always be crowded every Rosh Hashanah when you go. He writes of Yevahinei b'hagoyis Evan Yisrael l'hagoyin Rav Fisher. Which official was his first name? Yud. Yitzchak Yehuda? Rav Fisher, Zatzal, Ala Mishnah Berurah. Kosav l'hakshoyis al zeh b'zeh haloshon. Kosav zeh b'shem l'chay Adam. Oh, what's l'chay Adam? The Mishnah Berurah is calling the Chay Adam. You may not go an hour for Chatzos. So 11:48 is the earliest time the Mishnah Berurah would allow us to go to Mikveh Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'chavnos l'mikvi kavod yomtiv hatov l'kodim zman zeh. V'chol zeh he writes tzorich iyun. Me'ahad mevul l'magim. B'gemara t'haynis t'zav b'chamishi mutonim b'nei kavod Shabbos. Hay mevul l'hei v'chavod Shabbos shaykh gam b'shnei yomim l'fnei hazman. You can already go to Mikveh 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. So wow, a Fisher, Dayan Fisher, Zechet Sadik Levrach, he's a very big place in Eretz Yisrael, who was nifted very recently, only like 2-3 years ago. It was a very, very big place. I grew up, I always hear Piska Lach from Dayan Fisher, so I found this to be very refreshing, because I always felt guilty, because the Mishnah Berurah says you not go to Mikvah before, and everyone knows Mishnah Berurah Erev Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't say this by Yom Kippur, and he doesn't say this by other things. He only says by Rosh Hashanah. It's a very big mystery why B'davka Rosh Hashanah, he's very makbid. You don't go to Mikvah Erev Rosh Hashanah before Chatzos or an hour before Chatzos. He doesn't say why. He quotes the Chay Adam. It's the Chay Adam. And here, a dying Fisher says, in a Chanami, it's a tzarchi and gadol what it means, because the whole makar, the reason why you're going is not because of kapara, you're going for kvod yamtiv. And kvod yamtiv certainly starts even 2 days before, so certainly the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's no harm going before, early in the morning, to the mikvah, which is the minhag olam. The mikvahs are packed early in the morning as well. All the mikvahs, they open up early in the morning, even Rabbanim go early in the morning. So therefore, over here you see in words, Diane Fisher's comment, what?
Most people go right to Chatzos.
Well,
it depends. I mean, many people go.
I'm saying what people do.
People, the mikvahs, I can tell you, are jam-packed after Chatzos. Standing room only, not even. They're jam-packed. So someone's not comfortable. You know, not everyone, also people are very health conscious. You don't need to go, everyone going to the mikvah, it's dirty. People are istinists, so people don't like the whole scene. So you want to go early. So do you have to feel guilty? It's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Hadin, I should do the right thing, I should go, as Halacha says, Erev Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos. There's a certain guilt. You want to go into the new year 100%. So you go early, get off to a bad start. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that. So he says, not so bad. Dayan Fisher says, it's the Tzarchim, what it means in the Mishnah Berurah. If you want to go in the morning, it's okay. You're not getting into any trouble. Okay, next topic of conversation. I find this is just a cute little thing. When you have Hechatim, so where a person is born, and L'chatchilo, a healthy baby is 100% healthy, and L'chatchilo, the bris cannot take place until the 27th day of his Leda. The Torah says, on the 8th day, you have to have a bris milah. 8th day, Bayayim Hashemim, there's like a nice riddle. 8th day, I'll show you a case, Echetimsa, where the baby is not going to have a bris milah until he's 27 days old.
And he's healthy.
Healthy. A healthy, gezunta baby, 27, now that's the halacha. You have to wait 27 days for a bris milah. It's a pellet to me, this thing. It's not a gealacha l'mayis ha-bizman hazeh, but it's true maker ha-din. It's that where the baby is born, bein hashmashais. I think it's this case, this year, bein hashmashais, erev Rosh Hashanah. So normally, when a baby is born bein hashmashos, so what is the halacha? That's erev Shabbos. Is the bris milah going to be on Shabbos? No. Why? Because maybe he was really born on Friday, and then you have to do the bris milah on Friday. Maybe the baby was born on Shabbos, so then on Shabbos, so do on Shabbos. No, it's chil Shabbos. If the baby was really born on Friday, so then Shabbos is day 9. Day 9, it's milah shloi bizman. Milah shloi bizman is not doicha Shabbos. So you have to wait until Sunday. You know, it's very interesting today. This is my brother. He's dealing with someone in Lakewood. It's very interesting that what happens when your baby is born erev Shabbos bein hashmashos, and the parents, the father and the mother, fatrach, they're not paying close attention, and they don't pay attention exactly when the baby was born, when the baby's head came out of the mother's womb. They just didn't pay attention because they were just so, you know, get caught up in the matter. So the nurse, it's standard procedure that the nurse writes down on the chart when the baby was born. It has been proven 100 times over that when the nurse writes down the moment of birth, it is not accurate. It is an approximation, and sometimes, more often than not, it's way off. Way off.
Later, not early.
No, both ways. So this was told to Rav Moshe. So if I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe says, don't worry, you can trust. Whatever they write down, you can basically trust. If they wrote down a Zman, you can rely upon that Zman, even Mamash with the Bris Milah on Shabbos. So there's a lot of people today that challenge that Rav Moshe lived in a different generation, where people were disciplined, where the nurses were disciplined, and people were mesuder, because today it's a fact, it's been proven with studies, that they don't care. They don't care. They don't pay attention. It's not no big deal. When they write down the baby is born, we're dealing over here with a shot of 8 minutes. You got to be within 8 minutes sometimes to know if you're Mechal Shabbos or not. We're dealing here within a very small window of time. And if the parents, the mother and the father, should pay attention. You're dealing over here with Chil Shabbos, middle of his man. You got to pay attention. But it happens. It happens. My brother, someone, his Balabati, he's a Rav in Lakewood. Someone there, they weren't paying attention. And the nurse wrote down this man, and they suspected it wasn't right. It just didn't seem right, the man that was written down. So they wanted to know what to do. So my brother had to go, bend backwards, and go speak to many Paiskim to really get clarity on this. And basically, Rav Moshe seems to say that you trust whatever the nurse says, Zehu, you finish, you Mechal Shabbos. Rav David Feinstein said not to rely on it. Rav David Feinstein seems to say, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know all the details, is that times have changed, and the hospitals, you would think today with computers, and this is more sophisticated, everything is more, you know, you would think so, right? But unfortunately, the reality is it's not. So it all depends. Every hospital and situation obviously is different. And especially where the parents are very suspicious, something does not seem right. So what to do? So he asked four major poskim. So three of them told him, don't be Mechal Shabbos, do it on Sunday, including Rav David Feinstein, against the psak of his own father. And there was one pasuk, one major pasuk says, no, you can be mechalal, you can do it on Shabbos. You rely upon what it says, you can do it on Shabbos. So the bottom line was, they did the bris on Sunday. They did the bris on Sunday because you have to really know. So the lesson in life, your grandchildren, the lesson in life, you should know that a baby is coming, is being born on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashemashos, you got to pay attention. And sometimes, and then suddenly the old one, when the head comes out. Someone told me even today, there can be a very big delay from the time of the head coming out until the actual full birth. It's not so simple. What? The head comes out. The head comes out, but from the time when the head comes out and until the time when the whole body is out and they cut the umbilical cord, how long does that happen? How long does it take?
Maybe just a couple of seconds.
That's what I assumed. So I asked my brother, so he said to me, that's what I also thought of, but he says it seems there are many situations where there are complications.
Well, if you have a difficult shoulder delivery, if the shoulder
okay.
doesn't come out, you have to...
They got to maneuver.
Right.
They got to maneuver, so it can be a few minutes.
But it's not most of the time. There's only one nurse in the delivery room on a normal delivery.
Okay.
The way I've seen it, when the nurse hears the baby cry, she times it at that time.
Okay.
It's late.
Okay.
It's not late.
No, she gives a pass.
She times it. Okay.
I don't really know.
All I know is my brother told me this Shiloh came to him. The parents, they looked at the time.
Why is this Spanish mush is a problem every day? Because if
it is a problem every day. It is.
I had one of my grandchildren was born, only they had to argue. There was an argument about, because it was after the pension. It was before.
How many minutes?
It was really ready Shkia time, but they said, you really, Rebelsky said, because I had somebody who was Yosef Chaim told me Rebelsky said.
What are you saying?
So we had it Sunday.
Sunday, okay. So it's after sunset for the next, I think Rav Moshe gives you can still do it for a couple of minutes. Even 8-9 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, 8-9 minutes after sunset is still part of the previous day.
Right, that's where it came out.
And then, 9 minutes after sunset, Rav Moshe is a cheshbon, 2% of the day, there's not an approximation. You can even mechal Shabbos. After 9 minutes, there are different opinions. There are a lot of different opinions on this matter, but let's have Moshe. There's one possible opinion. After 9 minutes, then already it's a spin hashmoshes, and you have to be machli the next day. So the nurse is timing it, and let's say that the birth delayed is not going all that well, and the head is coming out, and then the son is a complication, and then she's preoccupied, and they don't typically make a. They typically, it seems, as they mark the birth from the time the baby is fully out, not from the time when the baby is crying. So then they're anyway not calculating la halacha. La halacha, the latest goes from Zman of the head. The head. You do. You really do. It's not a joke. You really do. Especially when it comes to Chil Shabbos, even Mila B'Zman. Mila B'Zman is a very serious matter. There was a Maisa with, who is the Maisa with? Rav Yosef, the famous story, a Kabbalistic story. What's the Kabbalistic story? Okay, there's a famous Kabbalistic story of Yosef Cairo. There was a baby that was born, and the baby died right after Mila. Right, this is during the time of right after Yosef Cairo was Nifter, not that long after, and there was a very holy person who I don't know who it was. It was a very holy person, and the healthy baby. The baby was born at a Bris Mila, and during the Bris Mila complications, the baby died shortly thereafter. The parents plunged into a very deep depression. And this Kabbalist said to them, you shouldn't be depressed. Do you know who was born? Rav Yosef Cairo, the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch. He was a Gilgal, I don't know if you want to do that term, but why? Because Rav Yosef Cairo did not have Mila B'Zman. He did not have Mila B'Zman. That was the only thing that was lacking in his neshama, whatever these things, I'm saying things which are way over my head. And immediately he had to come back into this world to have Mila B'Zman. Mila B'Zman. So therefore, Hashem trusted you parents to be the people that are going to bring this neshama back into this world for 8 days, so that Yosef Cairo can have Mila B'Zman. So what do you take out of the story? Nothing, because it's not for us, okay? It's not for us, these stories.
27. How do you get to 27?
Okay, but you learn over here, Mila B'Zman is a Dovah Choshev Ad Moed. So you have to have a Mashkiach. So if someone in Echonami, so if you have your grandchildren, someone's in labor and there's been Hashemash, you got to be paid. Okay, getting back to Mila B'Zman, baby is born. We're going off topic. Baby. baby is born erev Rosh Hashanah bein hashmashos. Can the milah be can now? And let's assume now the baby is born on a Tuesday going into Wednesday,
like this year.
Yeah. So same thing. Wednesday going into Thursday. So what's the problem? So be machmir. Big deal. So be machmir. So we won't do it on day one. We'll do it on day nine. We'll do it possibly. It won't be. It'll be day nine. So it'll be Thursday. Wednesday going into Thursday. We'll do it on a Thursday. There is a halacha which we do not follow today, but there is such a halacha that was practiced back in the day that a baby that's mila shaloi bizman, you don't do Thursday Friday. Mila Shaloi Bizman is not done categorically Thursday, Friday, because there's very likely you're going to need to be Mechal Shabbos and Yom Shlishi, even for a certain day one and two as well. Friday also you don't do, because the first 3 days complications arise that would otherwise not arise due to the Bris Mila, and in Mela you'll be Mechalel Shabbos. Today that's unheard of. Today you'll do Mila Shaloi Bizman, Erev Shabbos. 5 minutes before Shabbos, you'll also do Mila Shaloi Bizman, Bizman Hazeh. That's the way we practice halacha today. Even now, 5 minutes before Shabbos, I think they'll do. But the earlier times, they did not. Two to three days before Shabbos, there was no Mila. When is the next chance you can do the Bris Mila on the baby? You can't do Bris Mila on the baby. Rosh Hashanah, you have to work out the calendar properly. And then, it's not this year. It's not this year then.
No, it's not, because the only Yom Kippur.
So the baby says that when the baby is born, in Chal Rosh Hashanah Yom Shlishi, the Noilad Bein Yom Shlishi, if Rosh Hashanah is on Tuesday, okay, so it's Monday night. So it's a Safik, he goes to Chesh, let's see. Biyom Shlishi, v'noilad ben erev Rosh Hashanah ben Hashmashas. Can Rosh Hashanah be on
Tuesday, Wednesday?
In our calendar, can it come out like that?
Yeah.
Can Rosh Hashanah come on a Tuesday?
Next year.
So Rosh Hashanah is Monday night. So the baby is born Suffolk Monday, Tuesday. So when will be the first opportunity for the Bris Mila? The next Tuesday. What is the next Tuesday? The next Tuesday is within 2 days within Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur. Right.
So, and when then you can't do that. Yeah. And then after Yom Kippur is over, can you do it? No, because after Yom Kippur, you write before Shabbos.
Right.
And after Shabbos, you can't do Sukkot. It because you're within 3 days of Sukkot. And then Sukkot, you can't, because then it's a Shabbos Chol Moed. So you make the calculation, every time you want to do the Bris Mila, you're already within 3 days before the next Shabbos or the next Yom Tov. So the first time you can do the Bris Mila is after Simchas Torah, which is the 27th day of of Tishrei.
You have to wait till after Shabbos, after
Simchas Torah, because then Simchas Torah, and then the Shabbos. So it's a very fascinating halacha.
Start that year, we don't
want to
give
Simchas Torah. What? So it's a very fascinating thing. The baby is a big baby. The baby is already 27 days old.
The Pidyon HaBen
is only 3 days later. 3 days later. You can't do the Bris Mila within 3 days of the Pidyon HaBen, because the baby has to be ready for the Pidyon HaBen. Okay, so this is a very fascinating thing.
We don't do it.
Halacha l'maaseh, so we do a Bris Mila Shaloi Bizman, Afilu Erev Shabbos. We don't follow this halacha anymore, Bizman. Yeah. I guess because today we're more advanced. I guess today it's not Mukhrach that it will be Chil HaShabbos. Baruch Hashem, today we live in a society where we're... What? This was practiced very seriously. This was a halacha l'maaseh back in the day. I don't know, not that long ago. Maybe there are people that still do this today. It could be there are people that have a tradition. They still do this bizman hazeh. I do not know. No, shaloi bizman, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. And the chiddush is shaloi bizman afilu within 3 days before Shabbos and Yom Tov. You do not do a Bris Mila because of the likelihood you'll need to be mechal Shabbos. As I said, today we don't do this because today it appears there's not a likelihood that you'll need to be mechal Shabbos for a Bris Mila shaloi bizman. Because Baruch Hashem, we have a hold, we have a grasp on the science of what's necessary to properly heal the baby, and it's not mukhrach, you'll come with the, if it happens, it happens. If you need to do a sakon, you'll do what you need to do. But it's no, today, Baruch Hashem, we don't appear that it's necessary to mechal Shabbos if you do a Bris Mila on Erev Shabbos. The baby will heal very quickly, and everything will be good, and there's not going to be chal Shabbos, so we do a Bris Mila b'zman hazeh, afilu shloi b'zman. Okay, let's go to another quick topic. Let's interesting concept. Are you mechuyev to be mekabel your rebbe? Okay, it's not a yelach lemaisa. We don't have to have rebbeim, but if a person has a rebbe from whom he has learned roiv chachmasai, I don't think there exists such a thing as man hazeh. A rebbe from whom you learn roiv chachmasai, nah, whatever. But nekar din is a concept of at least a token fulfillment to go to your rosh hayeshiva or to go visit your rebbe. Right, the Hasidim, they go on Rosh Hashanah, it's a very big thing. They go to visit and they spend Rosh Hashanah with their Rebbe. So the Shail is there an inning of Lahakbil Pnei Rabbi on Rosh Hashanah? So you'll tell me, absolutely not. We actually learned this because Shalosh Pam Hashanah, Yehira called Zechor Chas Pnei Hashem Elokechas, Chazal Darshan, the Rebbe can't be greater than Hashem. How many times do you visit the Ribbono Shel Olam? You visit Hashem 3 times. So when you go to visit Rebbe, Chazal Joshua, S, L'Rabbis, your teacher, your Rebbe. So when you go on the Sholosh Regolim to Mekabel Pnei Hashem, you also miss the Mekabel Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What about more than that? You can't give more cover to a human being more than you give to your Rebbe. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there is no inyan to go to Mekabel your Rebbe. Chassidim go. So why do they go? It's not a mitzvah. It's an inyan, it's a minhag. Some want to say, no, Pumfa is very nice shot in the Pasuk because we read this very often. L'Shabbos v'L'Chodesh. What did the husband of the Isha Hashunamis say to her when she went to Elisha? To Elisha, her child died, and she wanted him to be Mechayim Mason. So why are you going? What are you going today? Where are you running? L'Chodesh v'L'Shabbos. So in fact, this Pasuk is used as a kasha. That what do you see that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh there's an inyan to go to Mekabel the Rebbe even on regular on Rosh Chodesh there is an inyan to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. Okay, so they deal with it's a very good question. But some want to say what? But some want to say very fascinating concept is that when the reason why I'm telling this is because we say this we're very familiar with this pasuk. Le Shabbos le Chodesh. Shabbos and Chodesh refers specifically to Yom Kippur and to Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos is Yom Kippur. It's the ultimate Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbosoyim. Chodesh is the ultimate Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is the only festival which is on Rosh Chodesh. It is the ultimate Chodesh. And Pumfakert, going to a Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, it's not together Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel, you're going because it's covered. But going to the Rebbe on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's not covered, it's desperation. It's I'm in trouble. I got a problem. It's the Yom Hadin. I need to attach myself to your coattails. I need you to teach me what to do. Teach me how. The Rashi says a person is a choyel b'sach beis. So what are you supposed to do? He's supposed to go to a chacham. Why? Rashi, not that the chacham should pray for you. The chacham will teach you how to daven. Okay, the chacham. The goal of going to a chacham when there's a choyle b'sech besai is not like we today. We assume you go to a gadol. Here, it's now your problem. I got a problem. It's now your problem. Here's my kvittel. You take care of it. I'm going on vacation. When I get back from vacation, if things have not been settled, I want a refund. That, unfortunately, is our attitude. That's totally wrong. The proper attitude is you go. The proper attitude is you go to the Chacham, and the Chacham teaches you how you should daven. I can't help you. You have to help yourself. I only can go and explain to you, put you in the proper frame of mind. So when it says in the Pasuk, why are you going for Tchiyas HaMesim? L'Chodesh v'L'Shabbos. From this we learn that on Chodesh and Shabbos is in fact the Iker Zman when a person has to go to his Rebbe or to a Talmud Chacham or to a Gadol to teach you how to approach, how to deal with the Yimei Hadin. Yimei Hadin, this Chodesh Olah is Taka Zman when you go to the Chacham and the Rebbe in order to learn how to prepare, because the Pshat of Chodesh is Rosh Hashanah and the Pshat of Chodesh Rosh Hashanah Shabbos is the ultimate Shabbos. Okay, one last quick thing. This is a very popular topic. Let's say on the night of Rosh Hashanah, you forget to say Hanelech HaKadosh. They'll tell me, how could you be so foolish that if you're reading from a Machzor, it's like the truth, the child is not really no Gelach L'Maisa, because if you're reading from a Siddur, So you're reading v'chein tein pachta, v'chein. You're reading all the v'chein. So the first three brachos, you anyway reciting from a machzor. So it's very unlikely that you're going to make a mistake and say hakel hakadosh instead of saying hamelech hakadosh. Easy mistake, how?
Because people close their eyes when they're davening, and then they'll open it for the chain.
Okay, but in the event...
But you can see how it can
happen. Okay, but in the event, it can happen. Obviously, it can happen. Somehow, some way, it can happen. When a person, for some reason, when he comes to the end of the three brachas, even though the last brachat HaKadosh is a very long la bracha, you make a mistake and you say HaKel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh. Now, the entire Aseret Yemei Teshuva, it is Poshut Ad Me'oid, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. If you make that mistake and you don't say HaMelech HaKadosh in the third bracha, you're done. Go back to the beginning of the Shemona Esrei and start all over again, period. The only shaila is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah from a very big gadol. I forgot his name, and everyone over here goes and uses the topic of conversation, the discussion with the Lundis. Is he says the Mishnah Berurah quotes this shita and he rejects it. He quotes it to reject it. And Mishnah Berurah very strongly rejects it. And other Paiskim say, why do you reject him so strongly? Maybe it's Taka Emes. And in terms of the very big pilpul, it's a very interesting topic, is why if you forget to say Yale V'Yava on the first night of Rosh Chodesh. Do you repeat the Shemona Esrei? No. Why? Because you do not sanctify Rosh Chodesh at night. Even the second night, even when you already sanctified the two-day Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't make a difference. You do not sanctify Rosh Chodesh at night. If you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh at night, you do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. If you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo by day, you got to repeat it. If you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo on Yom Tif, Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, you got to repeat the Shemona Esrei. Only time you do not need to repeat the Shemona Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo is Rosh Chodesh at night. So the Mishnah Berurah wants why? Because you're not Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Gadol, a very holy person, who says that by the same logic extends that if you do not say HaMelech HaKadosh the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so since you're not Mekadesh Rosh Hashanah depends upon the Chodesh. What? But it all depends one on the other. Since Rosh Hashanah all depends on Kiddush HaChodesh, and Kiddush HaChodesh has to take place the following day on Rosh Hashanah, the next day. So it's not yet really fully Rosh Hashanah until the morning. It's not yet the Yom HaDin until the morning. It's not officially Rosh Hashanah until the morning. And just like if it would have been Rosh Chodesh, you do not need to repeat the Yeshmon Esher if you forget to say Yalav Yavo. If you by mistake do not say HaMelech HaKadosh on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, you do not need to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. This is the Chiddush of the Gadol that is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Halach and the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and the Hilchos Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is a Chiddush Otzum, Tzarech in Gadol, and do not accept it. He quotes it to reject it. It's not true. If you forget to say, he paskins, you do have to repeat over the Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah. Pihu Anu Chayim, we live on his word, that's Halacha. Now, what is the Nogei us? Let's say you have a Suffolk. Not a Vadai. That the Mishnah does not discuss. I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. I can't tell you. So what do you do in this case? So everyone jumps on the wagon and everyone has their opinion. And some say, the one that's a Tzarachin is the Mishnah Berurah. Not the Gadol. So the Mela, we would really say he's right, this fellow, and you should not repeat the Shemoneh. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah says, we have respect for the Mishnah Berurah. But when it's a Suffolk, the Svar is so strong, you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Some say no. So you have all the line of pages and pages on this. Some say no. It's Taka Tzarachin. It's Nairish Chodesh. It's Yom Tif. It's true, Rasham depends on Rosh Chodesh. But the HaMelech HaKadosh is not a din of Yalav Yavo. It's not a din in Kiddush HaChodesh. It's a din of the Yimei HaDin. It's Yom Tov. It's an Isra Melacha. It's a whole new ballpark. Mimela, if you don't say the Shemona Esrei, you daven the Shemona Shalchol, you're not Yoytza on Rosh Hashanah night. So too, if you don't, just because you said Elokeinu, Kavoseinu, Zachreinu, and you say all these in the Schos, part of the Nusach is also to say HaMelech HaKadosh. So if you have a Suffolk, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Halacha l'maisa, it's not clear. Yesh v'yesh. What? But you're winning. So a lot of the poskim say that and there's another contributing factor. There's another contributing factor is if you're reading it since Hamelech HaKadosh does not stand alone. Hamelech HaKadosh is part of the elaborate nusach. Anyway, we're saying uvechein tein pachtcha uvechein uvechein. So since anyway you're reading from the sitter, the likelihood that you're going to conclude the bracha with Hakel HaKadosh is very, very small. So therefore, that's another factor. Therefore, if you have a suffix and you were reading from a sitter, you can certainly be makel and do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Because first of all, according to the Mishnah Berurah, who he brings down this Pesach, you don't have to. Second of all, it's only a suffix. And third of all, the fact that you're reading from the Siddur, that very likely you said the right thing. The place you have a Shaila is where a person, for whatever reason, he wants to just say the regular three brachas. He doesn't want to say the elaborate brachas. I don't know why. You know, he just want to say the regular, you're in a rush. Or, I don't know, you just want to say the first three brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, like you would say the first three brachas in a regular day. I guess you can do that, b'diavet, right? Because it's only piyutim when you're saying v'chein tein pachtecha, all those additions in the first three brachas, those are additions. That's not part of the ikur nusach bracha. But you have to remember, if you're going to say the first three brachas, you have to remember to say Hamelech HaKadosh. That's really we would have the shaila. A person in a rush, an emergency. I have to go. Got to go. I have to say just the bare bone. They only have enough time to say the bare bone, the skeleton version of the Shemoneh Esrei. So the skeleton version of the Shemoneh Esrei is to say the first three brachos like you say every single day. And you conclude with Hamelech HaKadosh. So you did that, and now you have a suffix. What did you do? So that's a legitimate suffix. So here, Machlech Zapoyskin, what would you do? Do you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Yes, no, some say yes, some say not, but if you sure say the wrong thing, you have to halach l'maisa, you do repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. All right.
Happened because of the
kill of the Shira, that's the second day. But the first night is not yet this night. Thank you.